Come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey there, Ben and Kelly. Can you settle a disagreement I had with my boyfriend?
Okay.
We went to a wedding last weekend. When he came to pick me up, he made a big deal about my outfit. According to him, I was wearing a miniskirt. I wasn't, LOL. It was simply a short dress that showed off my long legs.
Okay.
I consider them my best asset. Now, he also said my top was way too revealing and it looked like I was going clubbing. He's a great guy, just a little on the conservative side when it comes to what I wear.
Mm-hmm.
I did a quick change to shut him up since the wedding was for a cousin of his, but we have another wedding coming up this weekend, and I feel like I should be able to dress the way that makes me feel good about myself. Other than wearing white, I've never heard about any rules on how women should dress for weddings. So can you ask listeners if they agree that my boyfriend needs to loosen up a bit? Signed, 25 and proud.
Ah, yes. 25 and proud.
Okay. I want to be 25 again.
I mean, you know, did she say that the wedding was his relatives that he...
It was she changed because it was his cousin's wedding. Uh-huh. There's another wedding coming up this weekend. Don't know what the relation is to the couple.
Oh, okay.
But right. She's just like, hey, I want to wear what I want to wear.
Right.
And I'm right, right?
So she's not really even asking for advice so much as just tell my boyfriend he's wrong.
Exactly. 100%. Well, that's what she's needing.
Okay. She did say, other than wearing white, what are, like, rules, or are there any, on how women should dress for weddings?
I mean, it's obviously all, like, personal preference. Mm-hmm. I think you don't see a lot of the dresses that the ladies wear out to the clubs, like the really short, short mini dresses or anything like that. I think they're more of kind of like, I see a lot of floral dresses, long maxi dresses. That's what I like to wear. You know, I think, but again, it's all personal preference. I think as long as, like she said, you're not trying to look like a bride or try to upstage the bride, then you should be good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think your dress or your attire should take anything away from the bride and groom.
100%, yeah. The focus needs to be on the bride.
That's what I'm saying.
And I understand you want to feel confident in your outfit. But make sure it's not going to be so distracting to where people are kind of looking at you and not the bride. That would be my best advice.
Rachel comments on Facebook, which, by the way, we do a lot of times put these messages that we get, edit them slightly, you know, to take out like personal information or things like that. But we put them up on Facebook for you to comment on at Ben and Kelly Show. Rachel says, a boyfriend shouldn't comment on what you wear, period. How you dress for a wedding is a personal choice. Personally, I wouldn't dress like I'm going to a club, but that's just me. If that's your style and you're comfortable wearing that stuff, then there shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah. And Nikki says, you know, that sounds controlling. Does he always tell you how to dress? Does everything always has to be his way? He should be proud to show you off, tell you how good you look, not belittle you. Wear what makes you feel good. She didn't really seem to indicate that he has strong opinions about what she wears on a regular basis. Right. I think it was just this particular occasion.
Right. Okay. So 502-571-9970. If you've got any sort of like advice or tips on what to and what to not wear to a wedding, I mean, like I said, I would say as long as you're not wearing a wedding dress and you're not taking away anything from the bride and groom by what you're wearing.
Yeah, and there was a text message. If it's in a church, maybe we don't dress like we're going to the club.
Yeah, I don't know if it's in a church. Did she say?
I don't know either. Yeah. Okay. There's a lot of ceremonies that don't necessarily happen in church anymore, mm-hmm. but, you know, still.
All right.
Yeah.
Group therapy. We got a message from a listener. She wore a miniskirt to the last wedding she attended with her boyfriend, kind of showing off her legs. He didn't like it.
Well, she was going to. She did change. Oh, but she's got another wedding coming up, and she wants to wear what she wants to wear without her boyfriend having an opinion about it. He thinks that she looked like she was going clubbing, wasn't appropriate for a wedding.
Yeah.
So she wants us to be like, tell him he's wrong.
I mean, to an extent, you know. But there is something to be said about just having respect for the people that you're attending the wedding of.
Yeah, that's what Monique said. Absolutely. Don't wear anything revealing, very disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, ultimately, the focus is supposed to be on the bride and the groom.
Right.
So if you are kind of wanting to wear something that is going to be more attention getting, then that might make people, you know, think that you're trying to grab attention away from the bride and groom and might be considered disrespectful.
It's interesting because the people who are commenting on Facebook have a different opinion than the people who are texting us.
I noticed that too. Like Facebook people are like, where would you want, girlfriend? Text people are just like, disrespectful. Don't do that.
Yeah. So I think there's just a couple like areas of thought here where, you know, there are people that are like, look, this is the start of a toxic relationship, him controlling what you wear, et cetera, et cetera.
That is kind of like, again, I don't think she didn't indicate he has this kind of strong opinion every day about her outfit. It was just this particular occasion.
Mm-hmm. And then there are others that are like, look, you know, disrespectful to dress like you're a hoochie going to a wedding. And I will say that we don't know where the wedding was because I think that also plays into it where if it's a casual wedding, I've gone to weddings where literally they're like, hey, you know, groomsmen are wearing jeans and t-shirts. And so wear what you want. And so it's like, all right, well, I guess we'll just wear what we want. But
yeah, Gina said, I've gotten an invite before that said, please don't wear red or other bright colors.
Mm.
Interesting. Now, I just went to a family wedding, gorgeous outside, beautiful barn for the, you know, it's very Pinteresty. And, you know, so I don't know if a short light club and dress would be appropriate for something like that, but there were some of that too. It was interesting to see the ladies in these really high heels trying to walk across the grass and the gravel to get to the barn. So, I mean, maybe consider the venue that you're going to be in as, you know, you're making your choice for the outfit. You want to be comfortable. You want to feel confident, but you don't want to be disrespectful or take away attention from the bride and the groom.
Yeah.
Lots of things to consider.
Yeah, I think we'll leave it at that. Hey, good luck. Keep us posted on what happens this weekend.
And send pics.
And yes, send pics for sure.